Let us begin today with a question. If you can choose, what do you prefer? Light or darkness? I suppose most of us, we will prefer light. And I know that even some people are afraid of darkness, even to go to bed. For me, I prefer my room to be dark. But other people, they sleep with a lamp because they are afraid. The first invitation, the Word of God, goes deeper, inviting us to be children of light and children of the day, and to stay alert and sober, because we do not know when the day of the Lord will be. It is not just to prefer the light, but to live as children of the day, and to do and to choose what is good, and to reject what is evil, to reject what is darkness around us, in ourselves, in our family, and in our community. And to choose and to do what may please the will of God, and will help those around us, living with sincerity and coherence our faith in all the things and events of our daily life. Do we really live as children of the day? How can we illuminate the life of those around us? That will be the first challenge for us today, to be and to live as children of the light and children of the day. In that line, our Lord Jesus, through the parable of the talents, reminded us that we have received many gifts, skills, abilities, and capabilities, all given by Him, with an expectation from us. Just to remember, we all have the responsibility, we all have the mission, we all have the call of using those talents to build up a better world, to build up the kingdom of God, and to make those talents grow and produce fruits in our life. To have a profit of those talents for ourselves. When you use what you have, you may find joy. You may find sense in your life, in serving and giving the best of you to others. To have a profit of those talents also for our families. That is a noble reason. Providing them with love, time, and opportunities to grow together as a family. To have a profit of those talents for our community. Getting real commitments, serving, helping others, having real participation in the life of the parish and the community. And here in St. Mary's, we have many possibilities, many opportunities. You only need to go into the website or into the bulletin, and you will find a handful of opportunities to help others and to be committed with something that you may like it. And something that you may use those talents that you still have it and that you can use it for others and make a profit for yourself, being happy, being jolly, finding sense for your life and helping others and building up the kingdom of God. How is our response to that call for service? How are we using the talents given by the Lord or earned by our own efforts? Have we been faithful in the small things entrusted to us? Do we believe that will be a final settle of accounts? Are we prepared for that? Gracious and loving Father, help us to choose always what is good and worthy. Give us your wisdom to know and to use well what you have given to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.